We're holding by the sugya of Shina Makam. The idea of what's called a hefsik in the sudo, basically, simukova and ches, a blah and a half of the sugya of Pesachim. To be makdim, we have a sugya over here of a hefsik adas, a sudo acheres, and pashas the getter should be, are you mesiach das or not? Somehow the getter is pin lapino, cheder lacheder, bias. The Mishnah Berurah says, you go up for 1 second, you come back, near new bracha. You must see echtas. Yeah, a person sits by the meal, he opens up a safer, he starts learning, he has a test coming up, your horror is, he's talking cash over here, a half hour he's learning, oh, I'm not a student, yeah, goes back, doesn't make another bracha. Sounds very strange, that the concept seems to be hesek das, yet the klom seem to be bias to bias, cheder lecheder. The klom don't seem to be the technical idea of hesek das. So really have to mark them what's going on over here. So there is a Nishma Sotom in Klal Yubeis brings down a Yisoid, a fundamental idea over here, that first there's a Klal of what defines the Beklalius Hesek Hadas. That means usually when a person is in a house and he leaves the house, in general, that's Hesek Hadas. Why do you leave your house for? Now, even though you left for 1 second and you came back, says the Chayodom, now Chazal said, Bloy Plug Rabbonon. I mean, once you did an act over here of Hesek Hadas, again, you personally, in this situation, you went back and forth, and you plan to go back and forth. That's not nichel again of not being Hesek Hadas, loy pluk chazal. Shlomo Zalman in Elikah Shlomo Moedim, he explains what's going on over here. He says, the gedder of loy pluk chazal is when you do a pu'ul over here, when you do an act over here of walking out, that shows Hesek Hadas. He says, Abin Geraya, the Simon Kuf Tzadi, we know the loch is that a person should have a chayis by Birch Samozin. It's Simon Mumchur. The Chatchila Bush should go do that. What's a loch on the chayis of Birch Samozin? Do you make a bracha? Yeah. Very clear. Why? Lamaisa, you know you're having the chayis. You're pairing it and pouring it before the Birch Samozin. You're drinking it after the Birch Samozin. Why make a bracha for? Zeb Shalom Azam is Mukhuk over here. Once you do a pool, an act of benching that's a sealant from the Achila, you're stopping over here. Hagam that you know there's no Hesek Hadas over here, the Pula Kenlun Chazal say that is the get of Hesek Hadas. That means to be makdim, we have 2 points over here. Number one, the idea of Hesek Hadas, Be'etzim, we go with Bais to Bais, is Hesek Hadas, and whether you or not is Loy Pluk, Aleph, Nishmas Odom. Number two, what's. We'll get to those Kholim over here, but first we have to stand. It's not always. We'll have to get to that. First, the yisoid over here. The yisoid over here is bias labayis loy plug chazal. Number two, what was the gedel chazal doing a pa'ula? That's the first yisoid over here. Now, it's very clear over here that Mishru has a wonderful akdam for you, that there are 3 questions over here to define what is shinei makom. Number one, is it a case of dafka bias labayis, even a case of mecheder lecheder? Number two, what is Nichol's concept over here? Something that to be chizlum koyim or not, meaning dafka a case over here or peris, even a case of pas. And number three, is a loch of shina makom negate only bracha rishayno, even negate to sugya bracha koyno. To explain all 3 questions of the bialocha, the first shaila is a loch of shina makom only going from house to house, even mecheder lecheder. That means you learn the sugya of psachim. Rashi, he says over there, the loch is a case of only mebayis labayis. Going from one room to another room, that's not nichol negedav shinei makom. That's one house, one place, no problem. The Meister, Rav Yishayim disagree, whether Rabbi Nechanan and the Sugim Pesachim, the Rif over there, Taisvius, the Rosh, the Rashbam against the only Rabbi Rashi, the Ran, they say the loch is whether mebayis labayis or mecheder lecheder from room to room, the loch is it's shinei makom, you need another bracha. The obvious question will lead to, so what in the world, how can we go from the kitchen to the dining room? You should need another bracha. That's first, the Rishonim, Rav Yishayim. The second question is it the halacha dafka something that you have to be chayzlim koymai, negate benching, or not? That betim is machlokes among the maroim of the sugya dafka falaf, Rav Chisda versus Rav Sheshes. The way how the Maaseh traces paskins like Rav Chisda, the halacha over here of Shina Makom applies only things you do not have to go back for, only a case of Kain Peris, Masha Enkin, the two of the three. The Rif and the Rambam, they pass like the Benech Hananel, like Rav Sheshes. The loch over here is that anything you eat, whether it's pas, whether it's peris, does not depend upon the sugya of Chayslam and Koymoy. A person of Maisa needs to make another broch over here. another bracha. Now, first, beer dover, what that means, it's more than again, simon kuf pei dalet, is that according to Rav Chisda, he's saying you're saying over here. Rav Chisda's concept is that the halacha is when a person goes away from his meal, he washes over here, he goes somewhere else. The halacha is by pas, person has to go back. Has to go back. Why we're not going back by case of pas to bench birchas hamazon? Again, that'll be by Hashem, the last word on Thursday. The halacha will come out when we do not go back, either a case of peiros, you won't have to go back, or in the case of mepin lapina, you won't have to go back, or the hetekul shasat chak. We have to know what that hetek means, how to apply it, is the yeshiva shasat chak, how far away, does that mean? The hetek shasat chak. That means the halacha over here is, when a person, the geret to pass, he eats over here, goes somewhere else, he is lachatchila supposed to go back. Once he's supposed to go back, says Rav Chisda, in essence, you never finished. In essence, you're mamshich yisudo. In essence, you're continuing yisudo. So whether you go back because you have to, whether you did not go back because you shasat chak, whatever reason, but since be'etzem is supposed to be a hemshich of one sudo, therefore negate to shinim mokum, it's not if you change sudos over here. It's all one thing over here. And therefore negate to pass, you would not make another bracha. Paris, you don't have to go back. Two separate eatings over here. Avad, you wouldn't have to make another bracha. Fine. That's the Avon of Chizda. The third question, is this halacha of Shinim Mokum negate the bracha Rishayna, or even the case of bracha Achayna? So the Rambam says applies to the case of also bracha Achayna, whether Bech Samozin or Alamichya. Masha Enkein, Taisus and the Rosh say the halacha applies to only bracha Rishayna and not bracha Achayna. What's the story of the Machlekes? The Mishavur numerous times is very clear. They're arguing again, what is the Havon and Shinim Mokum? According to Rambam, Shinim Mokum means it's a Suda Acheres Legamri. It's a different meal. A different meal, you need to do a Bracha Achayna, and then a Bracha Rishayna. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, what's your side? It's not a different meal. I'm continuing. My Birchas HaMazon at the end will go on both things over here. My Alamichya at the end will go on both things over here. It's a Sug of Hesach Hadas. We know the Loch and the Gate to Hesach Hadas. Tell a person, the Maisi, you Masiach Das to your Suda, whether you did my Machreinim or anything. What do you need? You have the Levarach, you need a Bracha Rishayna. Not a Bracha Achayna, because your Bracha Achayna will go back in everything. So the only thing you need is a Bracha Rishayna. So the question is, what is our sugya? The Rambam understands the sugya over here is a sugya of Suda Acheres Legamri. Masha Enkin, the Mahalach of Tosfos is the sugya of Hesach Hadas, Havla Nevarach. But let's begin to the three Machlikesin over here. Halacha Maisa, it's very clear, Machlikes, Mechaber versus Amal, and two of the three questions over here. That means the way the Mechaber, the Bnei Svad, how he paskins, he says, number one, the Ged of Shinim Mokum is even Mecheder L'Cheder. Not like Rashi. Therefore, again, we'll have to answer, how can a person go from your kitchen to your dining room? Number two, he says, the halacha over here is no difference whether a person has to go back to bench or not. Paskins like Rav Sheshis, whether it's Paris or Pass, has a halacha of Shinim Mokum. Number three says the Mechab over here, that halacha applies Sinan the get of Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Achayna. Both of them applies to. Atzal Hasheni, Ramon, and Sepeis, he disagrees at two of the three. The first case, the idea of Shinim Mokum applies to only even a case of Mecheder L'Cheder, the Ramon agrees. Because not like Rashi, like Rabbi Rishayna, Shinim Mokum is even from room to room. However, the halacha over here of what Paris or what Eichel applies to, that he disagrees. If something a person has a chiv to go back for, that will not apply Shinim Mokum, that means pass, it will not apply. Masha Enkein, the Akimto Paris would apply. Void the idea over here that applies to Bracha Choreino, says Ramon, no, it only applies to Bracha Rishayno. That means again, he argues two of the three. Now, just to guess, basically, end off the Malach of the Mechab over here, Mechab is coming out to be very clear that these Paskins, Aloch Lamaisa, side Paris and side pass. Sai Bracha Rishayna, Sai Bracha Achayna. The Maisa negate the Bnei Svard, most of them are Chush for the Ramah. This is a Chesed Alofin, Ben Ishchai, Kavachayim, Yabir Omer, Murchaliyo. They come on the Taino, Savat Brach Slakel, a Gam against the Moron over here. They come along, they paskin, at the Klal of Savat Brachas, a person of Maisa to be Machbar, and therefore even negate the case of Pas, to be Chush the Ramah and not to make another Bracha. They negate the Bracha Achayna, not to make another Bracha over here. Hagam Deza or Letzian says Yeshua min listen from the Mechaber. Me'ikah, the Bnei Svad, seem to be Choshev the Ramal.
Vo'oid.
Yeah, Vada. V'oid, Rav Moshe and Shuvan Archaim Chelkei says, Os bnei Ashkenaz, you should also be choshish for the Mechaber. His words are, Akabachochim and Yerushimayim should be choshish, and not do this akimto. Do not do a case of pasta going out and coming back. Don't do a case of why, mitzad the suga of brocha achoyno, mitzad the suga of what's alok in the gate of pas. So they're the mice of chosh v'osh, and Yerushimayim Tamachochim will choshish for them. Moshe says, everybody, but it says, Tamachochim and Yerushimayim is choshish for them. Practically, this halacha, they point out that by now, numerous times, and I heard some kindness recently, that we learned brachas for every year, and now we're just left with a bunch of svekas. My father recently is telling me, you just messed up everything for me. Now I'm just left with more svekas. What do you go do? So they discuss eitzes, what do by case of a sofek? Two eitzes. One is, happened in the Chabura of Mamash last week, guy comes over to me, he's not sure of this, that. Does he have to make a bracha, not make another bracha? So I told him, the halacha is, you cannot eat this. Are you Mekabel? He says, yeah. So I said, fine. You could make a bracha, not, you have to, not to make a difference. You see a das now. Now make a bracha. That works twice or three times, but that's it. Twice, that's one answer. Tell the person, you can't eat it, you can't make it, that's it.
So just go out.
Oh, the second answer. Come on, Moshe. In our Chaim Kelly Dalit, and I'm Shulman Zaman Miyashiv, I will sleep you. Shire Mokha. I tell you what to go do. If they get the case of Paris, not Mazayin Sepas. Very simple. Walk outside, Shirin Bokhim, come back. The Mashkiach here is asking a Bokh Shain Tzricho. Come on, Moshe, what's the halach over here? The halach over here is it's only Bidi Eved will tell a person, Maisa, not to make a Bokhim. That's a Tzricho, do something in the Rab Chilo. We're telling the person, we're not sure, Bidi Eved don't make a Bokhim, so what's the halach? But to do something in the Rab Chilo, does it a Tzricho. Say, Chanami, say, Moshe, walk out and come back in. That's a wonderful 8 hours to you. Now, just to be fair and negate this Eitzah, again, be clear, Rav Moshe, Salman Zaman, and Elyashiv all give this Eitzah. The Mishavua says, walk out for a second, come back inside, the Maisa says, Chadas, Kribogot, Chayodom, Leplug. That's when the Isa Yayim Bitsa says, 1 second, that says Chadas. That's Shina Mokum. So the Menashe Klein says, that's Shina Mokum. How's that Shina Mokum? I walked out, come back inside, that's Shina Mokum. But the Maisa, the Olam goes back to Mishnah Berurah. He says it, right? It's black and white, it's a cotton base. So you go off and say, come back in, no problem. So Maisa again, so Luchua and Eitz and Negeta, anytime you have a question of Bracha, if it's Negeta, the case of Paris, walk out, come back inside, very simple, it's over here. Now Negeta Shirim Mokum comes out, there are five levels the person has to discuss. One is the case of Cheder Mecheder. I'm sorry, that Cheder Echad Mepino Lepino, one level. The second level is from Mecheder Lecheder. A third level is Bayis Labayis. A fourth level is a Shedach Batuach, an open area, a park. And the fifth level is Hol Cheder Achim. That means you're always in one of these five categories, they get to Shinim Akim. Well, we'll get to that. So, first level here is a case of Mepin Lapino. You're one massive room, goes from corner to corner, come on the Beis Yosef, he brings down the Zeran that wants to be Machm over here. And there is a chadnish you want to be down to be machmer. The ma'aseh the mechaber is very clear. The pesuk goes like the mechaber that me'pin l'pina is not nichel geder shina makom, not nichel geder. Don't need das with das without das does not make a difference over here. That's halacha aleph. Number two, let's say you're in one room and you cannot see the other area. That means let's say you're being blocked over here. Come along the mishabur, bring down the halacha in the grass. Still, it's not shina makom. Shina makom is even in one room you cannot see. It's not a problem. A gam in the Shai Tzion, there is an Evan Ezer over here. Look up the Evan Ezer. You want to say, no, it does not work, you not see it. My Mishmur is very clear, Paschi did not see it. It's not Nechel Geder Shirim Mokum when you're in one room. It says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you have a Mechitz over here, you have a Paravan, a Mechitz over here that's blocking it. Still says the Mishnah Berurah, the Locha is, it's not Nechel two separate rooms, one room. It's no problem. Now the Sforum do say, let's say the Mechitz is there, not inside the Locha of Tznias. Let's say Mechitz is there to make it two separate rooms. Another interesting question, Shigal Nas question, Mishmur says Mechitz. So what happened to Mechitz to make it two different rooms? But Das made it two different rooms. You can argue the point and say the Mishmur is not referring to that case. Mishmur is discussing a case where Be'etzim it's one room, with the Mechitz of Be'etzim Tznius. But Be'etzim two rooms, there's two rooms over here. That's where the Sfarah, Shai Bracha says, the end of the Tzorachim. Don't see it, no problem. The U-shaped room is no problem. Yamashmuz, right, don't see it. With the Mechitza, Mepin Lapina, there's no problem over here. No Shiloh. Now, I do see sometimes people by benching, they want to go back to the seat, to within Daldamas to the seat. Not clear where it comes from. As far as I know, one room is one room. If we see any place the room can sit down and bench, why to go back? Maybe we'll see Kupay Dald why. As far as I can tell right now, I have no idea why anyone tries to go back to their seat by benching. But the one room is one room. Second thing, in the talocha mecheder lecheder, the second level from one room to another room. First, negate the mechaber is negate number one tzai pas and tzai peris. Negate the Ashkenaz is only negate the sugya peris over here. Now, what's talocha? So it's very clear. But man chazal, the talocha is nichel gedushin emachim. That means a person ate an apple in the kitchen. He goes now to the dining room. He has to make another bracha over here. That's very clear. With man chazal. Come along the place, and they discuss there are two times that maybe it's mutal chatchila to go mecheder lecheder. One time when a person, when he has number one, go mecheder lecheder and it's das, he plans to go. And number two, it's mecheder lecheder and it's roi the first mokon, one or the other. Therefore, loch lemaisa mishmur goes like the chayot lemagraz, bet from Avraham. The loch is either one is mutal chatchila. That means again, mecheder lecheder is shine mokon. But if you have either das, or roi mekoymoi, that's mutal even lechatchila. Again, the Ebn Ezer, Shachu, we have passed like that, said that's not enough. You need das and roi mekoymoi. You need both. Maisa, and the Benish Chai wants to be chush that way, kavachayim. Maisa's from go be collected in a shibura. One or the other maisa is enough. You have cheder lecheder with either das, roi mekoymoi, it's not shine mokom, it's even mutal lechatchila. Aleph. Second is, let's say b'di'evet. A case will be when a person did not have das, not roi mekoymoi. You want mecheder lecheder. Pashas halacha called the mechaber, and the way the kids mice are paskins, the halacha is you need another bracha. Mecheder lecheder shine mokon. How come along the bialacha and he's marach over here? He points out number one, we have Rashi said mecheder lecheder is not shine mokon. Number two, it sounds like the machloek is what das the Rambam is. We have the Beis Yosef, we have the Magen Mishnah over here. Void, he has different Rishonim over here. Once say Kiddush is different in the case of Kiddush Mokum Suda, it's not like the Sugya Abech Sanenen, Yesh Lechal between the two. And therefore, once he comes out, Negetu B'liyevet Mecheder Lecheder, a person does not make a bracha. Does make a bracha, meaning in the apple here, and then you end up going to somewhere else, Halacha is you do not make another bracha. That means Lalacha B'Shmuel makes three levels over here. Number one, Cheder Lecheder is Shinim Mokum. Number two, he says, however, lechatchila, it's not shini mokum with either bedas or roi mekoymoi. Number three, if he did it without either one of those two tanoim, b'diyevet don't make a bracha. B'diyevet don't make a bracha. We'll get to that. We'll get that. Now, just Mishmur does say by kiddush mokum sudo, he says yesh lechalek. That means when you learn the loch to get a kiddush in reish ayin gimel, let's see over there. There are two chumras over our situation. Number one, over there, we're passing that das does not work with cheder lecheder. You need das and roi mekoymoi, which gets a lot to get a kiddush and makes an afkamino. Void over there, we passing when a person b'di'evid did not is goes with cheder lecheder, or passing you needed to make another kiddush. He was saying not to make another bracha. Over there, we're going to passing to make another kiddush. Says the mishmaru, why for the same sugya lom psachim should be intertwined one with another. So the Bialacha brings down Maram Chalava. He says for you, that's the time of the Rashba. Yesh lechal between the two sigyas. The sigya of Kiddush b'makom sudo is yapi in that makom. If he's not there, that's not enough. Mash enkin the sigya of shina makom yapi uiker from that makom. Yapi in a different makom. Once you have das, you're not uiker from makom. So they're working two different ways. One, you have to be there. Because you're not there, how does das work if you're not there? If all the das I want, I have to physically be there. Mash Enkin, he said that be Oiker, Shinim Akum is a key over here. Have das, it wasn't Oiker my Makum over here. Therefore, it's working two different ways, and therefore, they have a different halachas over here. The third level, Mibayas Labayas. So, first, take the Ramos Shito. The halacha is that pass is no Bayav Shinim Akum. Still, coming to the Ramon says, even though by pass is no Shinim Akum, still, the chatchila you should bench before you go mibayis lebayis. Chatchila you should be machmer. Why? What's the reason we machmer the chatchila? So either the words of the Ramah is because you might forget to bench the second place, or the Mishavua's Moisel Bialocha says maybe you pass this man ichul, or says the Mishavua third point over here, he says even the reason that your person might L'chadchila, a person should do a bracha achorin over here. A person always should l'chadchila bracha achorin before he leaves his makor. It's nachmini says. Let's say you plant ipas in the other place. So the case of getting an ipas there, it's not shas ich going to pass. Still, a person should never leave his place before he benches. V'oid says the mishvur and the shaitin, it brings down the chayodom that all the malakim make down in the klal of shina makom. Once a person finishes eating, whenever they finish eating, even if they're staying in their place, says the chayodom, make a bracha achorinah right away. You finish eating an apple, and you sit and what? Check your texts, your emails, you learn a sefer, say dvar Torah, talk on the phone, whatever you go do. Says the chayodom, bench. Burn the fashas, ala mechiyom. Why? Because everyone knows their own personal stories where they pass Mount Ichol, what happened over here, they say bracha achorinah, they bench. Everyone knows. Therefore, every sefer says, the first thing every sefer writes on the sugya, when you're finished, bracha achorinah. I'm not moving here, I'm staying for the next 20 minutes. Because what happens? You, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, what am I holding? What do I do? I forgot. So, again, so this halacha is very clear. A person with cholias, when they finish eating, should make a bracha achorinah over here. Now, saying over here, the gate to pass, Muhammad says, the Amos says, even according to him, the chachila do bracha achorinah. However, there are certain times, the four times, the place can say, L'chadchila, you do not have to do bracha achorinah. Number one, Kamal Mishmur, according to the Makavam and the Bach, let's say a person in the beginning, he had das beforehand to eat somewhere else. That means a lot of times, you have a Shabbos meal, they invite you for dessert to eat over there for share brachas. Fine, so you have your meal, you have a bench over there, Bas Choli had das over there. In that situation, you had das betchilo, there's no problem, L'chadchila, according to the Amor, and the place came to bench the other place. Now, just to be clear about that, we'll see it clear, Simakope Dalid, when you go to the second place, the loch is you have to have pas. Kistin is not enough. Pas or mashu. The Elam seems to make a mistake. They go to the other place, they have some cake, or they drink something, or eat something. They have noticed, mitzav to zimun, what's halacha? Eat a little bit. Halacha, mitzav to zimun, you can eat a little bit. It's that you're benching, you have to eat pas in the other place.
Nice.
No, mashu. Mishpura says mashu. We'll have to get there. Why? Mishpura says not kistin. We'll have to get there. Why? But people make a mistake. And the halacha is das works, but you have to eat pas. Now that's one time the chatchila. A second time the chatchila, the Ramah brings down the tzarech mitzvah. Anytime you have a mitzvah to go to. Now the words of the Ramah is mitzvah oiveres. That's the grass, the sieves are shulchan bring down. Maaseh bi'halacha points out, l'chora, why should that be so? Different rishonim. If he wants to tell the lav tafka. Negate to any mitzvah, the loch is the chadchila, you can't go somewhere else. Like Gan Mihano does. The voice put down the way by the malachim, whether it's Chaylocha, Sein Rocha, Zoysa Rocha, Shair Rocha. A third time you'll have to say the Mishmur Lechadchila is a case when you have das to be chlezen in the altar. I'm walking out for a second and coming back. Now, what does la altar mean? So, Sharm is going down. La altar means la altar, Miyad. When I say, I see the way of the same Rocha brings down, he says, go out for a few minutes, take out your mail. You know, mail you should take out in the olden days. Finally, you take out your mail over here, or to walk your friend out, to take you a couple of minutes to walk him out. So he says, that's nichol get to the altar, even l'chadchila. Those are three things on the page, nichol l'chadchila, a person does not have to bench, coming back and forth, by case of pas, according to Ramah. Void says, Rav Shomer, give a fourth option, in case of a shomer. Now, a shomer, this Ramah says, but Clolius, does the law work as a shomer? In general, you might say it does. However, they point out, it really depends. If you're the type of person who does not listen to your law, you push snooze and then you shut off after three times, that's not nichol get of a shomer. A shomer means someone who you listen to, whether the person you listen to or the alarm you listen to. If you just like look at it like, okay, fine, that's not nichol get of a shomer, but clearly it's. Shomer means someone that you listen to, it also works over here.
What was the second one?
The second case is tzarech mitzvah, the Ramah. Now, the Paiskim say, you go me bias the bias. So let's say it's one continuous eating. Meaning, very simple, you have candy in your mouth. You stand in the house, and you walk outside, do you have to make another bracha beer? So they ask the question, B'chaim Kanievsky, and he said, I'll tell you a story. Well, I was once a kid, B'chaim was once a kid. So he was with the Chazanish, and he had a candy. The Chazanish says, take the candy out of your mouth, and make a bracha. I feel it may upon him. Go back and forth, play cups and robbers, in and out. Every single time, it's Shin and Bakal over here. And the look is, Aina Masiyach Das, Leib Lu Chazal, it's nichol negedu of shinim makom. You have to make a bracha every single time. Maisa, the Chazanish, the Moshe is true about it, the Rechaim Chalepes, Nassim and Numa Svarim want to disagree with this concept. Rishlam can tell me that's my eight here and an eight there, two different places. But the idea it's one continuous eating, and tell me it's not be mamshich one upon all, that's very hard to understand. Moshe the Vada, that's one eating over here. That broch needed before, and the Vada continues. But Moshe the Chiddush, you want to say, even if you continue, take another bite, turk de dimer. That's a Chiddush already. But come along, stamazo, you have something in your mouth, a candy, some shamazalman, a biyashiv, and it's from like bringing down a Moshe, a shuv over here. And by etzem, how can you say over here that the brocha that you have in your mouth that you made a brocha on is not continuing over here? They want to argue on the chaznish. We'll get to that. So fine. So Moshe again went through three levels, pino to pino, cheda to cheda, bayis to bayis. And there are again two terms over here. The heter, a case of das. As the het over here, a case of roi mekoymoi. So now let's define the two term over here. What defines das? Roi mekoymoi, what you want to know. First, the negate the sugya of a das. What comes out again is very clear. We have three levels. Negate lapin lapina, we do not need das. Negate the cheder lacheder, das to myself helps, even the chatchilo. Negate me bias to bias, das to myself does not even work. Those are three levels according to the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the Evan Elizer has a different malach over here, not circular, the Shari Tshuva. But that's the three levels over here. Very simple, do not need it, mepino lepino, mechid lecheda works, lechadchilo, and mebais lebais does not work. Now the question over here is, what's the definition of das?
Das does work, bias lebais.
Mishnah Berurah says, chayadom, as far as I know, das does not work, bias lebais. By pasi asking? A pasi on the game on the knee again. Pasi is like the chilo b'diavad. Here it's costing peris. Now, the halacha over here, obviously now is saying mecheder lecheder. The question is basically kitchen to dining room. What's going on over here? So they said, the according to the halacha speaks out, that etzem our tzura of eating things seem to be different how they ate in those days. In the olden times, before you ate, you went to the bathroom, you sat down, you ate. And when you finished, you got up. Whether the meal is a half hour, or the meal is 3 hours, you sat through the meal. And some of the old timers, you don't get up from the table. You don't get up, you sit there. My tzeibis manazer, especially the younger you get, the more it seems to be people get up from the table, it's not at zero. The more nam, the maisa gets up. When the young, whether the men, the women, we get up. Whether it's to answer the door, go to the phone, go to the kitchen, get things, take care of different things, different places, maisa we get up. If so, building upon the yisoid of what defines das over here, something that you're welcome to go do, instead of Shoma Zalman, stam das that you're welcome to go do is nichol get of das. And therefore, the Svarim bring down this yisoid over here, that what a person does constantly and everyone understands that's what I'm doing, no one bezmanazeh mecheder lecheder, we have das to go from room to room. And therefore, what the halacha we said already, mecheder lecheder, das works even in chatchilo. So our tzura and our houses are how we eat. Person gets off from his dining room to his kitchen. When I tell you you went somewhere else, you leave the house, you went somewhere else. You went outside, you went somewhere else. You went to the kitchen. That's what we do. That's our hug over here. And therefore, what's that so? Says the Malachim, our tour of eating is what is das, and das works mecheder lecheder. And that's the reason why the mice are not making a bracha. Now you could declare over here what? Oh, we'll have to get these cases. We'll get to. First of all, now you could clarify what happens. Let's say the person might say his style is nice not to get up. I know certain people might sit by the meal, they don't get up. Great question. What's their halacha when they do go to the kitchen? They somehow went once a year to the kitchen. What's their halacha? Great question. Say, that's not halacha. Everyone has a das and they're a yitzhadayfin. Good question. How to look upon it. Well, you can start clarifying the question. Let's say I go around my house for certain rooms I won't go. I won't go to the basement. I won't go to the attic. Certain places I won't go. Won't go inside a closet. Is that no? I might go around. I might stand dust wherever I go. But no, that's no. No, these rooms, yeah. These rooms, no, not. So you can start arguing how far it takes this side over here. Do you say everyone has a San Hokum's man as that? Because it's not strange. The person's in the meal the whole time. If he goes to another room, it's not strange. It's nichol get a das. But the rooms that you don't go into, maisa. I don't go because no need to, no reason to. And yeah, I don't need to. Maybe I won't. I would not have the bayah of shina makom. These are questions to clear over here. Now, it comes out again to be clear. Lalocha das works like atchilo memched lecheder, and that's the reason the ma'aser we're not making a bracha. They do discuss the swarm. Let's say the room that you go to the ma'aser, you will not eat in that room. For example, the bathroom. You won't eat in that room. Is that a concern of going mechid l'cheder of das? The ma'aseh that the pesuk was saying from Zalman b'Yashin Shimer. No, das means mechid l'cheder whether eat there or not. Who cares? Once that das, do not need to have das to eat there. So you have to have das, go from place to place. That l'ma'aseh works. Now, what do you have to have this das? One time I was planning to leave during the suda, I was telling the suda beforehand, and before half hour beforehand I went through it, I was going to have das to leave during the meal. Kitzer, half hour later I washed, I forgot. So they get the suda pass, not much of a Indian over here. But some, let's say you perished and you forgot. When do you have to have this das over here? So Mishmur, he brings it down the loch, he says, Bishas HaBrocho. Mishmur writes, you have das, it's a konyun alef, Bishas HaBrocho. The din is from Chaim Kanievsky, but let's say you knew beforehand. You forgot b'shas habracha. Let's say it also helps. Because the ma'aseh you're applying to, that's also your stam das over here. That means you can't have the das after the bracha. That's really not. But das b'shas habracha, maybe even beforehand, is nichel together of das over here. Well, that's the side of das. The second level over here, the heter, is roi mekoymoy. So again, we'll come down to get roi mekoymoy. Again, we have three levels. We have pina lapina, we do not need it. It's mutter. Mecheid lecheder, it works. Roi mekoyme, even lechatchilo. Mecheid lecheder works, even roi mekoyme lechatchilo. The third level, mebayis lebayis, roi mekoyme lemaisa does not work. Now let's define. So first, one point just to make it clear is that I was saying over here, the two things over here, there's roi mekoyme and one the locha of das. Does not work mebayis lebayis. Let's say you have both. Mebayis labayis, but tzroi mekoymei and das. What's the loch in that place? The Shartin, again, he quotes the Archaim, and Maisa, his maskon is not clear. The Archaim, what time it works, mechid lechaydir, the same category over here. Grass sounds like not this way. Mebayis labayis, and the gedo mechid lechaydir. Yeah. The grass seems to want to argue. Mishmur does not seem to have a maskon, just bring it down derech agav over here. It's not clear. Maybe there are enough kinis alocha when it comes out. My shula comes out to not every kiddush that way. We have a problem. It calls mamas with bias, labias, and das. We have a coming. We have a lobby. The lobby is a kiddush, and mamas and have people go out back and forth outside the street and back and forth. That's where the kiddush is set up. So that's part of the true of eating over there. So you're going with bias, especially eating. Let's say you have a shackle back and forth. So it's roi mekoyme, it's das. So maybe it does work. What?
It's open,
right? That's what I just said. It's open. Roi mekoyme is das. So then, it's a great question. Fine. Now, what's the getter roi mekoyme over here? So roi mekoyme, first of all, says mishmura. Let's say it's a window. Also roi mekoyme. Now Chaim Noh speaks out. So the shulchan says, what means roi mekoyme from a window? That means you go out the door to go over there, and I can see from here to there. But when the moment I went out, it's not roi mekoyme. Says. Roi mekoyme means the whole time the window was here the whole entire time. If there's one moment that could not be seen, like I'm now I can see, that's not roi mekoyme. You already have the shinui makom once you walked outside the room. It has to be when you walked out, it's the window's there right then and there. It's aleph. Second, the locha, let's say roi only mixes mekoyme, is that enough? So Mishbura speaks out very clearly, that's enough also. Part of the room. What's part of the room? What's being mixes mekoyme? So Chaim Noh says it has to be that you see within the Dalet Amos of where you were. You don't know where that comes from. But Rebbe wants time, that means you have to see the Shulchan. The passion of the Aruch HaShulchan means any place in that room. Once you're Pina Lepina, it's Lichl in one Mokum over here, and the whole entire room you can sit down, the Chatchilo, and eat and do whatever you want, to bench there. Or if you see any part of the room, says the Bekul Malakdim, it's Lichl to get it, Roi Mekoyme. Therefore, again, window or any place that can see any part of the room, Roi mekoyme, mechid lechaydir, even mutter, lechatchilo. Now that we have these kolam over here, again, we have these three levels of chid lechaydir, bias, lebias, lepino, lepino, and we have roi mekoyme and the idea of das, take practical cases, stick to four basic cases, and then try to build out from them. First, what defines bias to bias and cheder to cheder? It's going to be a big tumult. What defines room to room, or what defines house to house? That means the words of the Mishmur numerous times is tachas gag echad. Under one roof is a case of mecheder to cheder. Sounds like an apartment building. Most of us live in apartment buildings. Your shochin has his apartment, you have your apartment. It's under one roof. Is that a nichal negeder mecheder lecheder? The words of Mishnah were tachas gan echad. Sounds like yes. Masha'enken, you're going to your marpeset, it's uncovered. It's not tachas gag echad, that's made bias the bias. What do you say? The mice, the gemara is a loshim, me'igur la'aro sounds like from your roof to the ground. Roof sounds like it's uncovered. And that's nechel geder mecheder lecheder. What do you say? No, look at Rashi Dash Bam and say me'igur is what daliyah, the attic. The attic is covered over here. The way the Ilm declares Beloshi Chakiro, what's he said over here of the idea of Tachas Gag Echad? Is it a Siba or a Simin? Is it again Tachas Gag Echad is the cause that creates it to be one cheder, one bias being Mechader Lechader? Or come out every apartment building is Mechader Lechader. It's a Siba over here. Masha Enki in a porch, not Mechader Lechader. It's a bias Echad. Well, no, it's a Simin. But Clolius, when you have one roof, usually mecheder lecheder is one bias. However, let's say you know that's his house, the Choshi Mishpat. He will not let me into his house. I have to knock on the door, and this is my house over here. It's a sim. Usually, it's one bias, but here a body that's his. So that of course is two separate rooms over here. Not only two separate rooms, two separate houses over here. That's his house. That's my house. Mash aching a porch. It's not under one roof, but it's a simin. Everyone knows a porch extends to my house. Of course, that's all part of the cheder lecheder. So the question is: these words of igla aro or taskag echod, is it a sibo or a simon? That seems to be the basic machlokes among the malachim, midirash, or any other cipher. What's going on to apply these cases practically? Start with the first case: apartment building. Very simple. Everyone has neighbors. Question is: what is the neighbor? Is that again taskag echod, cheder lecheder, and therefore will it be? Das works. No problem. And if they have no das, then you have it, don't make a bracha. Well, no, it's been bias, shinu makum. You have to make another bracha. So, Moshe has a tshuva over here. He wants a taina, as far as Shabbat is, it's only a siman over here. And therefore, it's going to be bias, And therefore, Mishal Mazalman, and Mordechai Yo, and Yashiv, and Nusheinberg, Shmei Shabbos, and Bosner, Shmuel, most places come along a taina, it's only a siman Shabbat. If you know, obviously, the Choshi Mishpat, it says that, not mine, of course, that's called the case of bias levayis. That's, I think most of the people over here will agree, it's nothing to get him in bias levayis. I'll get to that. Asad HaSheni, Mishab HaChoch Menchel Vav has a tshuva about it, but let's see in the Chelet Beis, Nash Klein had a tshuva, Chab Knievsky, they taina, Tachas Gag Echad. It's room to room. I might say, he owns this, you own that. I might say, it's one place. It's one building, it's one entity over here. And therefore, they want taino. What's the local? Cheder lecheder has its klal over here. That's aleph. Building upon that, they discuss. Let's say in the case where you have two different apartments. But for Shabbos, making a kiddush, you decide to rent the neighbor's apartment. So you're having the men over here, the woman over there. So now what's that? Is it best in two different houses? Then again, sometimes men make kiddush, just makom suda back and forth. How's it work over here? How to apply it? But no, but that's him. Now for Shabbos, now it's one person over here. See, on that side over here, that apartment building is Be'etzim, a bias Labayis. I see the Chedusha Bas wants Taino for on Shabbos. You're renting it. It's a Kiddush over here. It's about a one Dira. Ta'asheni Shmir Shabbos wants Taino Be'etzim. It's two different Diras. And if you have to know get the club over here, has Lachas of Be'bias Labayis over here. Has more of a Chum over here. Under what category do you put under? I just want to know what category you put under. Is it a bias? A bias is cheder lecheder. It'll have different klolim, correct? A worse klolim. But what is a bad term? Now, once we have this category of an apartment, now we discuss public stairways. Right, everyone has matrigot over here, go outside over here. What is that exactly? Bad term, we all own it. It's a shutf. Except it's true, the shutf is over here. But except for Erev Pesach, partially you have no rishus to eat in the hallway. Partially you have no rishus. You don't do that, you sit down every day, have a meal on the table over here, and then we'll say, you might say, I'm the right. You have the right. So the question over here is, what is that now? Do you say the maiso, it's mine, in Chosh Mishpat. So it's my extension, I walk out, I'm eating food, I have food, it's no problem. And no, the maiso is not a place to eat, you can eat over here. So now the maiso is a shingle to ask question among us from, how do you look upon it? Those who are tied up at Etzim is still made bias to bias. Like, how you own it? It's not a place for you to go to eat. Therefore, the Ashur, because the Ashur says it's a drop different. There's Mamsh in front of your house, that's yours. The rest of the staircase, that's why it's not yours. You can go down two floors and have a table over there. Are you own it? It's not a place to go eat. So the Ashur and the Scheinberg and the Vosner and the Shmuel, Shem Kossi, they tied up. That's Mamsh, even in the own stairwell, that's to be bias to bias. Atzad Hasheni? No. That's a vada mine. Here, it's the Shutif is stopping it. The Shutif is stopping it, right. Atzad Hasheni? It's Rabbi Chochma and Shlomo Zalman and Lotziv, Nashe Klein, the Chodesh Shani, they tie up. Maisa, that's mine. Tas Gag Echot. Maisa, anytime I have any food there, that's Michel Lecheder. Das works. But you have not to make a brochel beer. Again, if I think, what? No, some of them I said no. Shlomo Zalman, not the way. Now, let's go through the cases, then we'll see how many cases you can figure out. So again, I think except for Erev Pesach, it's a Shigel Das question. Machlokes Shochel among the Sfarim had a lot of fun in. Take your third case over here. An uncovered porch. How exactly go look upon it? The only thing I think will tie in very stark is the extension of your house. Therefore, it's Bechid Lecheder. It should not be a problem. Again, look upon.
It's not
going
to help in the case of self.
Extension of your house. Das, the mindset works.
No, I'm saying if there's a something
broken. Right, then going outside the house won't work. Correct. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, Avada, it's a get a mechid lecheder. Or let's see him, Nasher Klein, or Shimon, or Vosner, or Shmir Shabbos, or Shmuel. Race from seem to go this way. Atzad Hasheni, again, Monach Elio, Rabbi Yashiv, they come along the Taino. What do you mean? Tachas Gag Echad. This is another bias. Berach, 14 years ago, Rav Rubin, he used to write letters of Chaim Kanievsky. So he asked me one time to write a letter to Chaim about the gate of Zivug Sheni. If the loch is that a week before the chasnik they see each other. So we wrote, and when we write to Reb Chaim, we always wrote him always four questions. Another question we wrote to him, you go to an uncovered roof, what's the loch in that case? Do you need to make another broch or not? As if you're going outside or not. So when I came back with the answers, I wrote to Reb Reuben, and he read his answer to the his question, and when the gate to Reb Chaim, it said, that's considered going to be bias outside, you have to make another broch. That Reb Reuben reads, no way. That's how can you say that? How can you say Nichol get him by the bias? That's extension of yes. Fine, I see he went to Davona, his great uncle Shlomo Zalman, that he understood that's extension of yes. Chaim Maisi writes back, and if you ever know Chaim's Malach, take the words of Mishnah Berurah. The words say Tachas Gag Echad. Those are the words. He always goes Vosh Teit. Shlomo Zalman goes a piece for it. That's usually the Malach you learn how they think. Without even knowing what they said, anyone would have told you, Chaim would have said this, and Shlomo Zalman would have told you this. That's how they think. So the Maaseh, Chaim says, Maaseh, Nechal Gedev of Mibayis the Bayis. Building upon this, what's saying the case of your porch, let's say a person now has a garden on the first level, not on the second floor, third floor, fourth floor of your porch, and they've added its extension of your house. We can hear the point. You have a garden that goes all the way through, that can go out from the other side. How do you look upon that? You say, no, it goes out to the other side, there's a garden over here, there's a ground level over here. That the mice is getter of me by the vice, uncovered over here. Or that, no, circle, so extension of your house. That case is machalik or shachal. How do you look upon it? Is it mamish extension of your house? No, it goes to the outside. Maybe it is. That the mice, those one tiny days, nichol getter me by the vice, shlomo zalman over here, switch to by the vice, shevakosil, the yashu, the brever, the tiny by the vice. I saw a shiny. Shmir Shabbos, of Vosner, and of Scheinberg, the one Taina, extension of your house. This garden over here. So again, we spoke out, I think, four main cases. And again, case can be built out of this. That means, number one, what's the case in an apartment? I think most of the ilm over here understand Nichol and Geder, Mibayis Labayis, the way Paiskim. Why? Be'etzem, even though it's Tachat Gag Echod, it's a Simen Shaboy, but Be'etzem is someone else's house, it's Nichol Geder, Mibayis Labayis. If I carry and get the case in my peset, we fakir it, even though there's no roof over there. I think the ilm will stand like most places over here. That even though it should be no roof, it should be bias to bias, it's geder mecheder lecheder, the extension of your house. And then two cases that's not clear, machlokes shokel is the case of the stairwell, cheder madrigot. In the case of a garden, ground floor, how to exactly to look upon it. If there's a fence, it goes to nowhere. That's like a mepeset. That it's circled off and there's no gate to go outside.
You're going around your property, or do you have a
fence or it's your...
That has a gate to go outside? You go to the Shusharabim?
It's your backyard and it leads into a forest.
I don't know if that goes. That's a question. No, I don't think there'll be a chilek. Don't think so. Now, there are cases. What happens when you go to a hotel? How do you look at a hotel? You rent two rooms. You go from room to room. What exactly is a hotel? So the Pesach Teshuvah says, Pasht is like the Sugya of neighbors. What's the Loch of neighbors? Machlokes. We're saying differently together of me bias to bias. Now, you can discuss. Let's say I rent two rooms. Like, if I'm renting my room, you're renting your room, fine. Was Lucha, I rent two rooms, me and my kids. Is it now similar to the question? The Gay like Shabbos, when I rent my dear's apartment. What's that? Good question. How do you look upon it? Do I have a right to come from place to place over here?
Yeah.
Same thing in this class. What's the yeshiva in the dormitory? So it depends who you're asking. The yeshiva, the mashgiach, the bachim, who owns what, who's control over here. And I think I mentioned already, the mashgiach says that Kol Shli, I think it's his. It's one room over here. And Mashiach and the Bacham say, no, it's their stuff, they own it over here, and therefore each one might have their private room over here. It's a good question. What is yeshiva? Could be, it depends on what type of yeshiva, how the yeshiva is set up, what the age of the people are. Could be, it depends on the tzur yeshiva, yeshlon, yeshlain, what yeshiva is over here. Same thing to get to a hospital. What is that, a hospital? I see the Pesach Teshuvah is one time that Nichol get about like the same apartment buildings, from one room to another room. I see myself, Shai Brach, one say Nichol get a cheder l'cheder. It could be, it depends on America or Israel. It could be, it depends on what ward, the floor you're in. Mice in Israel, anyone can walk in. They love, if they are nice, they knock. Sometimes a curtain there, there's no real, it's a free fall in Israel. In America, I've been in the hospitals, the mice, you know, your own private room, and the mice, they knock, and they wait till you say, please come inside. The door's not locked, but there's more of a separation between the tzibur and the oilam. Again, it could be depends on what floor you are, what ward you're in, why you're there for, and how it's set up over here. But it's a good question how to look upon it.
Stam,
that's what we work with bias and bias. Das does not work with bias and bias, only chid and chidr. So what is this? If it's an apartment building, if you go like the biscuit chuvis, by the case of the hospital will not work. Biscuit chuvis says by the hospital is like apartment building with bias and bias. Das doesn't work.
Once you get into my colleagues with Das, that's fixed.
Can say. If you have shoulders for that, no problem.
It's on that bread.
Yeah, obviously, not bread. There's not a cloth, no. Next point over here is a sugi over here of leaving friends behind. We have a cloud over here. We see a very important cloud. We don't leave friends behind. Those are the cloud. Now, what comes out, what is the Kimdu we're discussing over here? Pashas, in the case of the Sfarad, we're discussing Sai Pas, Sai Paris. When the Ashkenaz is discussing the case of Paris, Agam the Taz brings down the Bach, and he says, Allah has only negated the Sugya Pas. Meister Mishbur writes, do like the Taz, he said in the Sharatzin, he goes like Ramo, the Monk of Ram, the Ali Rabo. We pass this Allah has negated, even the Ashkenaz negated the Sugya of Pas over here. Now, they point out that it does work different than the paid Paris over here. Even Paris over here. And they do point out that the sugya of a pass and the case of leaving friends behind are working two different ways. By pass, the loch is you're supposed to go back. Even if you do not go back, the loch is over here also, we're not making another bracha. Mashing in the gate to chaverim, you're supposed to go back. If you don't go back for whatever reason, the loch is no, the only way to be associated with the people where you came from is if you go back, you connect yourself back to the place where you came from. If you stay over here, do not go back, then you have locha shina makam, you'll have to make another bracha over here. It's the locha is to, once you connect with them and you go back to them, then it will not have a locha shina makam. Now the Gemara's case is a case of chaverim. Come on the first Shai Tzion, he points out, Pashas Ladav chaverim, even b'nei beisai, it's a malocha, as the words is, loy neach sham. A person, not leave any person over there. Therefore, locha side may based on side chaver says the kav chaim even the get to noshim same locha, no difference. They do discuss what about kitana, what about children over here. So they get involved with a chakir over here. What is the idea of leaving, and if leaving friends, you left friends behind. What's the side over here? Is the side over here the bad them? You leave someone behind, you have to go back to them. Is it because they are over here, you have to go back to them? Well, no. Now you chelk of the sudo. You build the sudo with them, you have to go back to the sudo. Naf kamino very simple, naf kamino. Let's say you're eating and they're not eating. They're not eating, they sat there and did not eat anything. You left and you have to go back to your friends. But you're not attaching them to their sudo over here. What is that exactly? So the Erech HaShulchan, he writes, Dafka attached the suit over here. The Chido, Bordam, the Kavchayim, is a bit sad that way. Shlom Zalman says, Dafka to get to the suit. At Sada Sheni, we're Kash Bordam with the Ben Ishchai, Pastor Zvakert. You have to go back. You have to go back, whether eating or not. You left with your friends, you go back to your friends over here. And therefore, Shabbat Paskin is the other way over here. The loch is, you're going back to your friends. So this is like a cue. What's he said over here? Is it beside the Sudu Shaboy? Beside the Chaverim Shaboy? They point out the Chuan, again, maybe the Abono of children over here. For those who want to know the Shitoshi of Scheinberg, you have to go back. You have to go back for your friends who are not eating. You have to go back for your kids also. You got to go back. They say not for your wall. Doesn't mean that. You have to go back for people. So you have to go back for your kids. So go back for your kids, same local. Tadashay, the Reverse of Rhyme says, your kids, you need with the kids over here. So the Maisa, there's an in between Mahaluch, how Nevitzel or Oratzin goes, depends how old your kids are. What are you doing over here? If it's 2 or 3 years old, you're babysitting, I'm eating with them. If they're 7, 8, 9 years old, that's them, you're eating with them, might be a lower level conversation you'll have with them. It might be more childish with them, but that's them, you communicate with them. I have different kids, certain kids you're babysitting, I'm not eating with them, just taking care of them. Certain kids you're eating with them, just a different level over here. So if you go with the Avona, you have to go back with the Sugya Achilo, Echnami. You hear this far, then a 7, 8, 9 year old, Echnami. That's literally the category over here. If you go with the idea over here, you have to go back to them. It should be any child, any age. Like the Chaim said, the Shramuk says over here. What? The words of the Erlatin and the Zamek. That's the age, he says. The age of the Sabbath is even. What age is that? Could be 6, could be 7, could be 8, 9, right? He said the word of Zimon. The words of Demetzal, he says, you have a no in the Chabur together with them. You talk to them, enjoy having their company over here. Now, let's say a person he left the Chaverim, he comes back, and the Chaverim left him. Now what? He went back to his place. Come on, Mitzvah Chochman, Tshuva, and the Sfor is, you have to connect to them. If they're not there, they left you, you might have an issue with it. But you have to now make another bracha over here. Now let's say you sit with your friends b'mikro. B'mikro, is that sitting with your friends, and now you have to go back to them? So I see Rav Sharmak and Rav Chodeshani seem to argue the point, but I'm not sure they're discussing the same case. I mean, Rav Sharmak says the halacha does not apply. Chodeshani says it does apply. You could just discuss there are different cases. By yeshiva, we sit down next to people b'mikro. I leave, I don't plan to come back, they don't expect me to come back. By chasna sometimes, you know, you sit down together in the chaverim. They expect to come back and forth, you know. We expect it to say goodbye to a person. So it could be when a case of a mikra happens, it just happens next to them, where there's more of an association one to another. It could be the law will apply differently. Yesh lo and yesh lain. The law of zima, the case of pas, won't really apply the law anyway.
When you really pass it, you consider the law
of zima. No, pas won't be a law of zima anyway.
Such a time of eating.
Yeah, it could be the same long disc. Can't say.
Yeshiva,
it depends. Most people not mazavim, correct? Could be. Yeah, that's the same inside. Sikkim is the case when a person has a shenach patuach, a large area, a case of a park, that comes out basically there are two halachas over here. One is when it's mukav mechitzas, when it mechitzas around the place, it helps. Won't be nechel get of shinimakam. And then there's a sikkim over here, a roya mekoymai. You remember Koymai, there's a Mishabu over here, there's a Shartzian, a little bit stero. But to focus on one point of Mukha Mechitzas. Basically, we're saying any place that has one Mechitza, no Baya, eating in this place, has a lot of not Shinim Koymai. So let's be practical. Yushalayim has an Erev. Yushalayim has an Erev, right? But that's Erev. Whether you serve a Chapa or not, but Yishalayim lives back certainly. Noshim, fine, whatever the situation is. So a person's eating outside, he eats in let's say in Hanof, he walks all the way to Central Mechavid, Al Hachidrachim, he eats in Hanof. An hour later, he decides now, he goes to somewhere else. All inside one Erev over here, that's Shetach Patuach. That has Erev around, it's one place over here. That means not to forget a Shinim Makam. It's one place, that's an Erev.
He's eating
outside, outside the whole time. That means the vat of a person went by the Shetach Patuach won't apply. But he is a Shetach Patuach the whole entire time. That's Mukha Mechitzas. So Mezoisa Bracha, the same Bracha, Isim Shalom Zalman, and the Bliashim. And they said, yeah. Yes. Yes, that's Mukha Mechitzas. And Lamas is Mechitzas work. As I said, So come on, everyone here is arguing. The Maaseh is interesting. The Gedolim say one thing, and the Malachim over here seem to want to disagree. The Maaseh is interesting. The Malachim disagree. The Yavakish Torah and the Piskei Locha, Piskei Chul, Shai Rocha. The word Yavakish Torah says Tzitzak Kolmas. Piskei Locha says Parshit. Shai Rocha says the Gedolim Tzarchi and Gadol. And there's one of these cases. The Gedolim say one thing, and the Malachim seem to say, they quote them and say, can it design? How could it be that way? And love this to them, all right. It's for the army. How in the world, the person not looking at being in one place?
But if you take these sites,
could be in Sibur Semit, could be Loipul Chazal, if I get the other way around. Once we had the Chayodim and said Loipul Chazal, this is Gedim Chazal say. We have Mukhmachit, so the Gedim was saying Loipul Chayodim, as I said. We follow the clone over here. So, Gedim was saying, so you have to take the dust,
because. Which can never be a Shiloh? Is it
so you should say, yeah? I said, but bias. It has to be in the shed of Maturach the whole time. If bias shed of Maturach won't work.
So what do you do?
What's the next one? Oh, yeah, it's not. What's the next one? No, don't shoot him. Welcome. But the Maaseh, the Olam here wants to argue, the Malachim seems to argue the Olam. You have to know how that works exactly. Even on the tzad that a shed of Maturach. Not Eruv, they discuss one by case of a Sfari, Gana Chayot. I see the Pesach Chuba goes one way, the Yavakish Torah goes another way. Could be discussing different Sfaris. Could be, in America, Sfaris are Safaris, and over here, Sfaris are Safaris. So it kind of depends on where you're discussing, where Yishlon and Yishlon, how you look upon it.
Why is the Machitz not around the place, cutting it off from another place?
I know, one place to one place. Yishlon has one. Do you carry it in the whole Yishlon? Do people carry the whole Yishlon? Is that one place?
Yeah,
fine.
There are places that have other items.
So?
That's cutting it off.
Can you carry from out of it?
Just leave it inside it.
Fine.
The sack of my bias and bias. The chutzah, the chutzah. If you have barriers,
maybe you'll par that function. All par that.
You have to tie it in the middle.
I'm not sure I look at that. I'm not sure. But there weren't mechal for some example.
Let's not look in the chutzah.
For this, you need a separate bias, yes?
In a safari, if you go from one cage to another.
No.
In that case, one section or another.
Again, they're saying it's Nechel, and again, as far usually is a massive get around 3 miles, five miles. You go to the Six Flags, it was 5 miles, and you have a get around 5 miles.
You're in the car
all the time. Yeah, then you're in the car, that's true. It depends, sometimes there, depends who's in the cage. Yeah, the same with there. Certain places, some zoos have massive zoos, right? San Diego Zoo is a massive zoo.
Are you going from one section to another?
Right? But you're outside the whole time. Even the Israeli zoo is pretty big, right? Let's think of Shlaim Zoo. It's a big place.
Yeah, you're
going to buy
the
bus, too. You're not going. You go on a certain place sometimes. Sometimes. The Israeli Shlaim Zoo is? But how big? The question is, once you can argue that area doesn't work, let's say something's 50 miles wide. Manhattan, Be'etzim is an island, right? Book of Machitzas, right? Manhattan. It's an island. When the fifth level here is the sugya of Holchei Drachim. That means, be clear, a person first only sits in his house, decides to go walk, travel somewhere. Very simple, you have to make a bracha. It means you're sitting in your house eating an apple. You go to Holchei Drachim, you have to make another bracha. It's eating garinim. You have to go outside and make another bracha beer. That's clear. What about a person, he's in his house, he makes a bracha, but only in order to leave, on the way out. That means, you know, you want to eat a sandwich, Holchei Drachim. You gotta wash somewhere. So in your house, you wash, you take a bite, you go and you're on the way out. So I did it in my house, and I'm doing the Holchei Drachim. Do I now have to make another bracha outside? A pass, maybe not, but in case of anything, they make a bracha inside on the way out. So Moshe had a shuvah about it. It says, the site over here is, of Holchei Drachim, is in your house, if you're not kveim mokum in your house, it's on the way out. That's all part of Holchei Drachim. I'm leaving my house. Some people take a walk to leave the house, but all the way of leaving the house. And therefore, the Swam Golak and Moshe, that once you're on the way, a gami does not leave a pile, that's nichel in the klal of Holchei Drachim. That's aleph. Second, let's say a person is Holchei Drachim, then he gets to a mokum kvur, meaning he's walking all the time, he was eating, then gets his house. It's not Holchei Drachim. Did that stop his Holchei Drachim, and now that's shini mokum, yes, and other make another bracha? But no, that's the hemshich of the Holchei Drachim, to get somewhere, and they got there. So now, in that situation, I won't have to make another bracha. Like you're traveling, you get to your house. So, Dan Fisher, the Maaseh Shuv Mechalek Tes, Shar Brocha Abayashba, they go, that's, do not make another Brocha. That all is the extension of the Holchei Drachim. I got to my house over here. I got my seat at Ibn Kiyaski. He said, no, Holchei Drachim is Holchei Drachim. Mashiach, once you get there, you have to make another Brocha. Two separate in the other over here. Now let's go in the sad, like the fish and Shuma has, that when you go from your Holchei Drachim to your bias, the Maisa person does not make a Brocha. It's extension. Let's take a case of a car. A person is Maisa in the Holchei Drachim, and he goes inside his car. Pash the same aloha, right? You're walking, you go inside your car, says, oh, see you, no Sharmer, you will not make another bracha. But let's say now the other way, a person sits down in his car. Maisa, then he gets out of his car, whether because he has a stop, driving to the mountains. And whether he gets to the mountains, he gets to his destination, he gets to the Bungal colony, he gets out of his car, goes to his house. Or whether he stops on the way, pit stop, he goes to get gas, he goes to get something. In his car is a car Holchei Drachim. What's a car exactly? Is that traveling? Or some people's car is their house. Some people's house is their car. What exactly is that? What? How do you look at a car? Are you walking? No, but it's traveling.
Would it be different than a Nagala?
What?
Would it be different than a
Nagala? You see the Mishnah, but it's a good question. You could certainly argue the point that a Nagala, as we saw already in the Gea to Kvias, that a Nagala is much less of a Kvias. Are you bumping over here? My son, Monk was from a Shingle Das question. And you can really argue, some from saying, Maisa not Shinim Mokum, Shomazalim, Yashim, Alatir, Mashenkin, Chaim, Shmir Shabbos, and Shah Brocha, or say Ishinim Mokum. And the Chur could be, maybe argue, depends on the length of the trip, depends the person, the how you're using your car. Could be not clear how to look upon it. Now, what? Yes, similar questions. That means, when I gave Chabur once about this, person wants to know, so what's a scooter? So I asked him, how in the world are you eating a scooter with a helmet? It's like, what do you mean, I smoke with the helmet on? So, fine, what's a scooter exactly? Then he started asking me, what about a convertible? Right? It has no gag over here. So, I don't know. Fine. Convertible has no gag. So maybe it's different in the case of a car. You can't live inside of it. You can close it over here. I'm not clear how to look at a car. What is a car exactly? Is that Shinim Mokum? Not Shinim Mokum. Another case, Kain's there. What about an airplane? A flight over here. That means you make a bracha on the flight. You sat there, let's say you're eating the whole time, a couple of hours, you get off. Now, the old state too far in there, so it used to be you got off the airplane, you got to the ground, and then you walked, and then you got to the station. So your mamash went outside. Now, the new ones, you go mamash to the terminal over here. What is that exactly? Is that the airplane? Is that a mokhe? And now it's Holchei Drachim? Well, no, the whole entire thing is Holchei Drachim until I get to Yerushalayim over here. What's a flight? Where's the Holchei Drachim over here? Again, that's a Shingle Das question. Some seem to understand one way, some another way. It's not clear how to look at these things. What is that exactly? What is the flight? How long is the flight maybe get involved with? When you start eating, Yesh Lod. Therefore? Holchei Drachim. And therefore? Holchei Drachim. So now it's Holchei Drachim. So now we get off the flight. Now what is that?
Yeah, okay, but it's the bias.
Oh, so you're saying it's more. You're saying it's more of a Holchei. Well, like, see what's in the plane. Now, in Sifrei, we're discussing over here the halacha of what bracha is yet b'chayzlim came before. So, and afkin will come out. They get to shirim makom, they get a figure of hefzik over here. So, Beisei Sifrei clear has a list of rishonim coming all discussing over here what case we're discussing. Yes, those were kind of applies even to the Zayiminim. He quotes Rashi, Rambam, the Ashbam, the Ritva, and Sadashani. He quotes those saying Dafka, Mine Dogan, the Rif, the Rosh, the Ran, the Ravon. And Sadashlishi, he quotes the Rashba, and the Great Simonis, who the Dakamoshio, only a case of pass. Right, those are very simple, the Ravon from the Beis Yosef. Aloch Lamaiso, the Mishavua sounds like he went like the Goin and the Taz. We'll have to see the Mishavua side over here, inside Kopei Dalid. Aloch over here is Dafka, Mine Dogan. That's when a person has to be chosen koymoi, masha'enke, not the zayiminim. The Sfarim do not seem to go this way. The Sfarim seem to go how the mogavam brings out from the back. The lochid v'choshish. That means al rabbi, l'chayodim, l'sivis, graz, b'nishchai, v'choshish. That means l'chadchilo. The lochid is by pass, we go back. Not only for pass, we go back for everything. However, even if we don't go back, the lochid is, we're not making another bracha on the gate of the sugya of zayiminim. We'll make another bracha negate the case of Dublin. Then we take on both them. B'chayshish, b'tzav bracha v'atolo, b'tzav being chayzer. That means you're always to be chayzer. However, negate bracha v'atolo, b'chayshish the other way. That seems to be the Anhoga among the Malachim, not how the Mishavuah seems to really go. Now, when it says over here, the Loch is Neger to eating Pasig, Mechoiz, and Mechoimai, so the Mishavuah over here speaks out, Dafka to eat the Sheer Pasig, is that is. Eat less than that, not Mechoiz, and Mechoimai. They've had to get a Paris over here. Now, the total in this situation, this case over here is, let's say a person ate pas. Every week pas, he had b'chayz b'mkoymoy. Then he had dessert, he ate a candy, he had a sour stick, he made a shakal. Then he goes somewhere else. The lucky has to go back for pas. He has another candy, another sour stick. Does he make a bracha upon that? Why? The shakal is a shinamakum. The pas is not a shinamakum. Negate the pas, he has to go back. Does that now make the candy something he has to go back for, and therefore it's not a shinim makom? No, for the shahakal it is a shinim makom. So the bialochon sebeis, the maskul ochol, he brings down betzim atoisus, the magavam brings down a similar case to that, a case in the gear when a person has pas, and then a person has yain or mayim in the first place. And then in the second place, he has yain or mayim. The bialochon says the mishmura is a person does not make a bracha in the second place. Why? Because once he has to go back to the pass, L'churi does not, it extends that he's not in the Shinim Makom anymore, he has to go back. So therefore, in essence, it's a Hemshech L'Sudo, and therefore, Sa'i the Yayin on the Mayim, Hashud in the case of the candies, the place can say, it goes back to the first place, you would not have to make another bracha.
Didn't it cause your bracha for it was going to work for the candy?
Oh, come on, back from this cause, what Barry is asking over here. Basically, let's speak out his case. Let's say a person in the first place had cake. Then he had an apple. Then he goes to another place and wants to have another apple. Is that like the case of the Mishnah Berurah, Taisus among Avram? Why? Because by the case of Taisus among Avram, the Bechsa Mosin covers Saida Pas, Saida Yain and the Mayim, covers everything. Here, by the cake, the Al Micha covers the cake, and your Barnafosh covers your Pa'ets. Therefore, maybe there's no association anymore when you go back. It's not the negate the case of the payers over here. Only when the case of pass can go back, because the mother pass everything, associates the two things together. Mashenki eat cake, and then you had a case of an apple over here. Maybe now the second apple, the second place, you do have to make another bracha. That Mchaimel says, Sarachin. That the Shmir Shabbat Kuchosa brings down, not sure. It's Chaylocha, the same bracha, not clear. The Maisel, the Asher says, Halocha is, person does make a bracha. Mashenki Shabbat says, the Maisel, you did not make a bracha. Mamash is Suffolk, yes and no over here. This is pretty practically what that means. Fundamentally, come out every Purim. Every Purim, you might have a bunch of cases that come up to get this sigil over here. Person in the first house, people go collecting, let's say, and they sit down 5, 10, 15 minutes over here, and every house they make a l'chaim, they drink wine over here, and they have some candies over here. So what happened? Then wine. Then candies. Next house, what do you go to? Wine? Well, maybe yeah, no. So one question, number one, what's the halacha negate to yain? B'kshelu. Is yain the halacha of yichiv to b'chayzer? They would not make a bracha in the second house. You give no chiv to b'chayzer, you do make a bracha. So b'chayshish. And what I'm saying, some bracha slagel. If they won't make a bracha. But now we're having the first house, you have yain, you have some candies, you have some shakal on the table. You have some eights on the table. So now you go to the second house, you have some yain, and now you have some shakal, some eights. Do you make a bracha on that? That's Mamash's question over here. People, all the time, what they do when they go from house to house, they eat wine and other stuff.
Under all the drinks.
Other drinks, part of the wine, yeah, covered the yain. So, number one, they get involved with the loch and negate to yain. Number two, they get involved with the loch and negate to the other things they eat with it when they're shakal or eats. Number three, they get involved with, what's house hopping? Is that healthy drachm or not? Is that a healthy drachma? And the whole shayla wouldn't apply. Is that not a healthy drachma? I'm going place to place. Or am I stopping? Is it kvias and going? Kvias and going over here. The shayla bracha says, shayla bracha writes, I'm not a healthy drachma. I'm going place to place and just stopping you for a moment over here to get some money, drink, to eat. Like l'chaim, I'm going on. Chum to Lachem Shul says, about not. It's a Holchid Rachem. I'm sitting over here. Could be depends how you're collecting. Some people sit in the place for 15-20 minutes, enjoy themselves, and some people are going around to eating Shem Shemayim and they're stopping for a second just to catch their breath. Will I? Ishlot? But the three questions are not that clear what to go do. what you, the best thing you'll do is the core really to wash in the morning. I told everyone these questions you can't really answer. You really have a shvekus over here. Depends who you're with. What was that bracha? Anyway, if you tell them to make a bracha, they forget half the time after they drink enough amount. And the best thing is always usually to wash in the morning, have das. Maiso, we'll get to the luck of you plan to eat in every single place. Das and maiso works.
You need to shake or you need to shake?
No, if you don't. You don't. They, you need to drink constantly.
You have bread. You have pasta.
What?
You have pasta every 10 to 3 minutes.
People eat cake. There's everything there also. No, no. If you're at bench, you're going to have to have... So, well, people, it depends. If you have a suit at the end, it's no problem. If you're not,
the
what?
The case they're upset about wine and then... Do you think you have to go back to your first house?
You have to have. No, we'll have to get the das, the last house. Either go back or in the last house. We'll get a kopei dal. That's kopei dal question.
Yeah, you should be looking for the first house.
Yeah, we'll get a kopei dal to get that question.
Why is there two?
What?
Because you should be looking for your first house.
No, if you have das. And you eat it, no problem. Fine. Bezushem. Fine. Bezushem, next time we'll continue with Sivvav and Sivzayin. Some people told me they didn't get a chance to finish the Simon over here. And we'll have Chabur on Thursday on also Kuf Beidal. That's love, Rafa.
Oh, yeah.